and welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron and you're tuned to 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales.
Early this morning, knocked upon my door. And I said, hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil was walking side by side. Ooh, we're walking side by side. I'm going to beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said you don't see why that I will dog her around. Baby, you know you ain't doing me right now. She said you don't see why, ooh, that I be dug around. It must be that old evil spirit so deep down in the ground. Baby, I don't care where you bear my body when I'm dead and gone. You may bear my body, ooh, no, but I always so my old evil spirit can get a greyhound bus and run.
Robert Johnson, unmistakable voice and guitar, with Me and the Devil Blues. And before that, Sailing Off to Yankee Land by the group Child's Play, featuring the vocals of Karen Casey. And very nice it was too. Duach is the name of this trio, Eamon DeBarra, Sean Regan and John McLaughlin. Well, two tracks, because they're a bit weird. First one, they simply title, Oh, Good Ale, and then The Hunter's Purse, and I'll let you work out what tune they combine with The Hunter's Purse.
Now, you're going to hear the chorus, so you'll get the melody from the chorus, all right? You'll be fine.
It's of good ale to you I'll sing, and to good ale I'll always cling. I like me mug filled to the brim, and I'll drink all you'd like to bring. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. I love you in daylight, dark or dawn. And when I'm weary, worn or spent, I'll turn the tap and ease the vent. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. It's you that makes me friends, me foes, it's you that makes me wear old clothes. But since you come so near me nose, it's up you come and down you go. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. The landlord, he looks very big in his high cocked hat and powdered wig. I think he looks both fair and fat, but he may thank you and me for that. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning. The brewer brewed you in his pan, the tapster draws you in his can. Now I wish you would play your part and lodge you next unto my heart. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morn. Cost me debts, and I've often swore I would never drink strong ale no more. But you, for all that, I'll forgive, and I'll drink strong ale as long as I live. Oh, good ale, you are my darling, you are my joy, both night and morning.
And if you know this tune, you can join in.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yes, recorded.
Don't try that at home.
That's the trio called Duch. Eamon de Barra, Sean Regan, and John McLaughlin doing a bit of work there on Smoke on the Water that they put with the tune called The Hunter's Purse. So they stole Smoke on the Water from Deep Purple, but I suppose Ritchie Blackmore had already stolen it. There was a general consensus that Ritchie Blackmore pinched that from Beethoven. But I don't think he was vocalising it in quite that way. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Time to introduce you to the featured album for today. It's called Songs of Northeast Scotland. And guess what the theme of the album is? Correct. It comes to us from Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr. We've heard them on the program before in a couple of guises, as a duo, but also with Martin Haddon. In a trio, Martin Haddon was a member of Silly Wizard. Janie Rothfield comes from America originally, and they live over there now. Alan Carr, a Scot, and he comes from a family who sang many traditional songs together, and he heard and learned many songs from traditional singers in Scotland, such as Jimmy McBeath, Lizzie Higgins, Tom Spears, to name a few. They've been together for 40 years, so they've had lots of recordings and many performances, thousands of performances. This album, obviously taking a theme from Songs of Northeast Scotland. They're not exclusively originally Northeast Scottish songs, but they have various connections to the Northeast of Scotland, including this one, The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond.
Diamond is a ship, my lads, for the Davis Strait she's bound. And the key it is all garnished with bonny lassies round. Captain Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide. For the sun it never sets, my lads, nor darkness dims the tide. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand aroon, with the shawls all pulled up with them and the salt tears running down. Oh, don't you weep, my bonny lass, till ye be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice afore we change our mind. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing for the Here's a health to the resolution, here's a health to the Liza Swan, here's a health to the Battle of Roman Troyes and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the cruisers o' the white, the jackets o' the blue. When we get him to Peterhead, we'll hae sweethearts in you. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing for the whale. Oh, it'll be back baith day and night when the Greenland lads come home. Be a ship that's bumper full, my lads, and money to your name. We'll mark the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear. And every lass in Peter, he'd cry, hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's cheer up, my lad, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing for the whale.
Alan Carr, singing and playing guitar, as he does right through this featured album, Songs of Northeast Scotland. Although it's credited as the duo, Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr, Janie Rothfield plays banjo and only features on, I think, one track. So we'll hear a lot of Alan Carr. Not Alan Carr, the chatty man, the English comedian, totally different person. The one we're listening to on the program today definitely doesn't come from Dorset. Next artist, originally from New Zealand.
G'day, how you doing? All right, that's the story. Now that the sun's started shining on a fairly regular basis, it's a good time to give a bit of thought to solar energy. We could do with a few other ways of generating the required number of ergs, and with this solar method you can make large numbers of ergs and you don't have the trouble of water levels in lakes. I'm not actually 100% sure of how these things work, but it's something like this. You take a huge piece of stainless steel or reinforced tinfoil or some other shiny stuff and you bend it round until it looks like a big ploughing disc, and then all you need is the sun. And when you've located the sun, you stick this big thing under it. If you lie the big thing on its back, the sun should get into it at some stage of the day, as it usually lurks about straight up in the air around lunchtime. When you've got the sun beaming down into the bowl, you run a couple of wires off it and jam them into the things you want to work with. Like if it's milking time, you go and stick a handful of wires from the sun bowl into the back of the separator. Or if your old Sheila wants to knock off a bit of sewing, you set the sewing machine up in the paddock somewhere near it and run the cord over to the solar device and jab the plug into the side of it. You have to be a wee bit careful, of course. If the sun suddenly comes out from behind a cloud, you might find the machine tends to surge and you have to stand back until another cloud comes over and blocks out some of the erg potential. But if you are worried about power and you've got a decent-sized bit of something shiny hanging about the place, build yourself a solar energy bowl and be the envy of the district.
Thank you.
a track called Thief of Lough Arbour. Fiddler Ailey Shaw, who has been a member of the Poozies and Shugle Nifty, and her husband Ross Martin, who's a member of Dive, playing guitar. They live near Mora, which in turn is near Mallag, right out in the west of mainland Scotland. Thought you'd like to know that. Now, let's hear from Gordon Bock. He's a man with a fine voice. This is Liverpool Handy and Eyes the Bye. Gordon Bock comes from the state of Maine in the US and sings a lot of seafaring type songs. This is a Bal folk dance band from Lyon called Baganat. The song, or the piece of music, is called Chuppy Chuppo. Thank you. band from Lyon in France called Barganat. Track called Chuppy Chuppo. Another one from the featured album now. This is called Hup and Row, which kind of means cover and wrap a baby, that is, to swaddle a baby. Once again, we'll hear Alan Carr and his guitar.
Oh, hop and row, it's hop and row, hop and row the feety oat. I thought I was a maiden fair till I heard the greeting note. My father was a fiddler fine, my mother she made manky-o. And me myself I'm a strappin' coin, for I dance the real old stumpy-o. Dance and sing, it's dance and sing, it's hide a merry dancin' out. We are your love locks hanging down, and are the dark eyes glancing out. Sign the pipe he comes, we gladsome note, and then we do land umpio. But the lachtest tune to a lassie's fat is the gallant real o' stumpio. The gossip cup, the gossip cup, the camar clash and cordlow. The glowering moon, the wanton loon, the cutty stool and cradlow. Do stamesmen hae their bairn times born, say dinna glower, say glumpio. Birds love morn, and cries love corn, and maids the real old stumpy-o. Hop and row, it's hop and row, hop and row the feety-oat. I thought I was a maiden fair, till I heard a greeting note.
Alan Carr with Hup and Row, possibly a Robert Burns poem put to music, possibly not. Now, a sad week it's been. If you're listening to the live broadcast of Come All Ye today, we've lost three significant people. Nigel Lever, first of all. I'll tell you a little about Nigel. He, the partner of Rosie McDonald, who's been heard on this program for quite a while, but in more recent times, Rosie has been performing with Nigel as the Go-To's. Nigel was an excellent folk and bluegrass mandolinist and guitarist and singer, and he was a founding member of an iconic bluegrass band in New South Wales called Acoustic Shock, and he later played with the Karen Lynn Band, played with other groups as well, but often with Rosie, and when they became partners, life partners that is, it was a very happy thing because they are well remembered as being great together, and he was a very nice man. So he's sadly missed. We'll hear a song that Rosie wrote called Currawarra, and we'll hear Nigel on it as well.
Gotta be tough. My life on the farm, so long, so short. Just yesterday it seems I ranged those hills, mustard sheep on the back of my horse. I drove that jeep, that old army jeep, no brakes, low gears, rattling along slow. Better than any. apples at the kitchen door. Work to be done. Can't lie in this bed no more. Wisteria blooms underground. Jars of jam keep cool. Swallows swirl and die above this wood stove. The bus to Hill End, Carowara gently waiting for the grey green hills of home
voice of Rosie McDonald and the mandolin of her late partner, Nigel Lever. A song called Currawarra. With a Bathurst link, Rosie has family connections with Hill End, and I was talking to her about the song, and she concedes that she took a little bit of poetic license in the lyrics there. It's all very well to get the XPT to Bathurst, the comparatively fast train, but then getting a bus from Bathurst to Hill End is a bit of a challenge sometimes. There aren't that many buses going to Hill End. Still, made for a good song. And sad loss of Nigel Lever early in the week just past. Also in the week just past, we lost Ted Egan. Now, Ted Egan was an impressive personality and person, folk singer and public servant. Ted, for a while, was the administrator of the Northern Territory, which is kind of like the governor, for 4 years. And he put out 30 albums. Most of them had to do with outback life, history, and a lot of references to Aboriginal people. He wrote a wonderful song called Gurindji Blues in 1969 with Vincent Lingyari. I will mention that he was moved to write Gurindji Blues after he heard the then Minister for the Interior, Peter Nixon, say in Parliament that if the Gurindji wanted land, they should save up and buy it, like any other Australian. Ted wasn't impressed with that. We'll hear Ted with a totally different song. This is the Maori line, complete with Fosterphone, the beer box percussion.
From the very first day that they both started school, you could tell they were meant to be one. In the small dusty township they laughed and they played, always together, and life was such fun. Meet Angus McPherson, son of a cattle man, lives on the station west of Maree, flaming red hair, charmer so rare, a lovable fellow is he. Meet Miriam Muhammad, her father's a camel man, lives in old Afghan town east of Mari. Dark flashing eyes, an Islamic prize, a beautiful creature is she. Their parents had known one another for years, got on very well, so it seems. Hamish McPherson had a big cattle station, BJ Muhammad, he ran camel teams. But when the children grew up and professed their great love, the parents were shocked to the core. Miriam and Angus were both reprimanded, strictly forbidden to meet anymore. For the railway line runs through Mari, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be forever denied their true destiny by parents who know what is best. Muhammad, illustrious camel man, born in Baluchistan, sounding serene, said, I must forbid you from seeing that boy. Let me explain what I mean. Your mother and I will choose wisely for you. It's the role that good parents must play. He's an infidel, put him right out of your mind, and Allah will show us the way. Hamish McPherson, eminent cattleman, strict Presbyterian, made quite a scene. I must forbid you from seeing that girl, and I'll tell you just what I mean. It's not that we're richer or better or worse, but they're heathens, and that's all I'll say. There are things in life that we must not traverse, and our God will show us the way. For the railway line runs through Mari, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be forever denied their true destiny by parents who know what is best. So Angus McPherson did what they said was right, married a cityite, big social whirl. Now he sits home at night, looks in the firelight, bottle of scotch, and thinks of his girl. And Miriam Muhammad married a businessman, brought out from Pakistan, attitude grim. She runs the local store now and forevermore, counting the money, but thinking of him. And the railway line runs through Mari, and star-crossed lovers are doomed to be forever denied their true destiny by parents who are certain they know what is best.
Ted Egan, who passed away just a few days ago, 4th of December 2025. And I think we heard his wife, Neris Evans, singing there. So we lost Nigel Lever on the 3rd, then Ted Egan on the 4th. A little bit before that, Alex Hood passed away. Alex Hood, another polymath, singer, writer, actor, and for much of his life, a children's entertainer, an educator, and a folklorist. He became involved with the stage production Reedy River at Sydney's New Theatre, and as a result of that, he developed a love of Australian bush music and joined the first Bushwhackers, not the Melbourne rock folk band, but Bush Whackers with an H in the middle. It was led by John Meredith. However, John Meredith was one for, among other things, singing everything in unison, no harmonies. And Alex Hood and Chris Kempster weren't too keen on that, so they parted company with the Bushwhackers and eventually set up another band because John Meredith wouldn't let them use the name Bushwhackers. So another band called the Rambleers, and we've heard them on the program many times. I'm going to play two tracks by Alex Hood from one of his many albums called The Second 100 Years. We'll hear a good old collected Bush song called Another Fall of Rain, and then a yarn, because Alex liked yarns.
Oh, the weather had been sultry for a fortnight's time or more. Shearers had been driving might and main, and this summer got the century as ne'er had done before. But now all hands are wishing for the rain. For the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in. His bandaged wrist is aching with the pain. And the second man, I fear, will make it hard for him unless we have another fall of rain. Well, a few had taken quarters and were curled up in their bunks when we saw the six-tooth weathers from the plain. And if the sheep get harder, then a few more men will funk unless we have another fall of rain. For the boss is getting rusty and the ringer's caving in. His bandaged wrist is aching with the pain. And the second man, I fear, will make it hard for him unless we have another fall of rain. But the sky is clouding over and the thunder's muttering loud. Clouds are driving eastward o'er the plain. And I see the lightning flashing from the edge of yon black cloud and hear the gentle patter of the rain. So lads, put on your stoppers and let us to the hut. We'll gather round and have a friendly game. While some are playing music and some play anti-op, and others just stand gazing at the rain. But now the rain is over, let the presser spin the screw. Let the teamsters back their wagons in again. And we'll block the class's table by the way we put them through. For everything is merry since the rain. And the boss, he won't be rusty when his sheep they all are shorn. The ringer's wrist won't ache much with the pain. Of pocketing his season's check for £50 or more. And the second man will press him hard again.
Well, I first met him in a shearing shed in central Queensland. He was knocking the wool off a couple of old weathers down the other end of the board. Looked like he could have done a better job with the tomahawk. So I thought I'd cheer him up a bit. So I walks up to him and I says, straight out and quite simple like, I says, how'd you be? Well, he didn't answer me at first. Just kept knocking the wool off the sheep till he finished the job and he savagely booted him down the chute. Then he straightened up and he inclined his head to one side and spat what seemed to be a stream of molten metal about 3 yards. Then he straightened up and he fixed me with a pair of eyes in which I could see the fires of a deep hatred burning all the time. And he bored into me with them as he said, how would I bloody well be? He says, how would I be? He said, have a go at me, will you? I got dirt on every square inch of me bloody hide. He said, I'm shearing sheep that should have been dog's bloody meat years ago. Working for the lousiest coot in Australia. Can't even leave him because the missus has got a bloody hound from Brisbane following me with a maintenance bloody order. He said, I haven't tasted beer for months. Last glass I had was knocked out of my hand by some clumsy clown before I half finished the bloody thing. And you got the hide to ask me how I'd be. How would I bloody well be? Well, I didn't see him again for a few years. And when I did, it was in Sydney, down on Circular Quay. And there was about 50,000 fellas there trying to get into uniform and webbing. The war had just broken out. But I could pick him out all right. He looked like a kangaroo dog trying to sit on a ping pong ball. So I called out to him. How'd you be, digger? He said, how would I bloody well be? He said, have a go at this bloody outfit, will you? He said, get onto the bloody hat. Size 7.5 and I take 6 3/4. He said, I got a Sydney Monero and a toilet roll in it trying to keep it on me bloody head. He said, how about the shirt? Just get onto the giggling girt, he said. Worth Circus have been trying to get off me back all morning to make a big top out of the bloody thing. He said, what about the strides? Sartorial flame and elegance, he says. Straight from Savile Row they are, via bloody Bombay. There's enough room in the seat of them for a brewery horse as well as me. This morning the sergeant said, hey you, stand to attention. I said, I am at attention, Sarge, me bloody uniform's at ease. And how about the boots? Enough leather to make a full set of harness and three bloody saddles. And some smart clown's been trying to tell me this is a man's bloody outfit. Well, the next time I saw him was in Tobruk. And he was sitting on an empty shell case. He had a tin hat over one eye and there was a baked bean sliding down the edge of it. His rifle was leaning up against his right knee. A cigarette butt was scorching a hole in his chin. And he was trying to clean his nails with the tip of his bayonet. Well, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I walked up and I said, how'd you be, digger? He swallowed the butt and he gave me a really mad look. He said, how would I bloody well be? He said, I've been 6 months in this rotten bloody hole. That's how I'd be. I can't even go to sleep at night for the whiz-bangs thumping and crashing round me bloody ears. If you stick your head out of the trench to have a shufti, every Fritz in Africa has a shot at it. He said, how would I be? Swallowing sand with every meal, copping the bloody crow at every handout. He said, to make it worse, I'll tell you straight, mate. It's bloody dangerous here. He said, I'm frightened of dying in the bloody place. That's how I bloody well be. Well, just then there was a tremendous explosion. And when I straightened up and picked myself up, I looked around and I could see I was on a cloud. In the distance, I could see another cloud drifting along and was hanging down on one end a bit. And there was me old mate sitting on that end. So I called out to him and he flew over. And I said, how would you be, brother? He said, how would I be? He said, have a go at the bloody nightgown, will you? He said, I'd trip over it 50 times a bloody day. It takes me 10 minutes to haul it up and I want to scratch me bloody knee. He said, how about the halo? 8 sizes too big for me. The only thing keeps it on me head's me bloody ears. Look at the dents in it. It's like a second-hand hula hoop. Here, he says, have a deco at the right wing. She loves me not. There's feathers missing off it in every bloody direction. I'm either molten or I got Newcastle disease, one or the other. Here, he says, before you go, cop an optic on the bloody harp they give a bloke. 12 strings missing and band practice in 5 bloody minutes. And you got the hide to ask me how I'd be. How would I be? How would you expect a man to bloody well be?
Well, I guess you don't ask a question if you don't really want to know the answer. The late Alex Hood, he's up there playing a harp with 12 strings missing right now. He's passed away, sadly, as did Ted Egan and Nigel Lever. Also, we've just heard of the passing of Frank Gehry. Didn't have anything to do with folk music, as far as I know, but he did design some tall buildings.
And others have taught me the best that they can. To sell me a suit, to cut off my hair, to send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. When I retire, my I paid all the payments, it's time to go home. Wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers and I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall
play that to mark the passing of Frank Gehry, wonderful architect. That wasn't him, that was the late John Hartford singing a good song called In Tall Buildings. You might have seen some of Frank Gehry's buildings, not all of them so tall, but some were. There's one in Sydney, at least one in Sydney, affectionately called the Paper Bag Building. It's the Chow Chak Wing Building at University of Technology. And I've also seen the Bilbao Guggenheim Museum. That's a ripper. It's one of his. And also, from a distance, I saw the Seattle Museum of Pop Culture. I didn't go in there. One day, who knows? So, Frank Gehry passed away. Thank you. band that's Socks in the Frying Pan, and a track they call The Lighthouse, three tunes, Mullane's Magic, The Lighthouse Concertine, and Decky's Delight. Another trio, Aidan Coyne, Shane Hayes, and Fiacra Hayes. They'll come from Ennis in County Clare. Another one now from the featured album. This is, I think, the only track that includes some banjo work from Janie Rothfield. But once again, it's mostly Alan Carr playing guitar and singing. This is The Scolding Wife.
It's of a man lived in this town, an honest man and a weaver. He had a wife, aye, a scolding wife, and he could not live beside her. He's done him down, take your ship's captain, says by your own name, man. I hear a fine Italian wench just fitting for a seaman. It's £50 that to ask for her, and nae a penny lockin'. You'll bring her down to me this night, I and you'll receive your askin'. He's done him down to his scolding wife, my sweetheart and my honey. I've bargained with a ship's captain for the lands of brave Virginny. All that I do ask of thee is go to shipboard with me, and a bottle of good liquor strong I shall bestow upon thee. Set his foot up on the deck, come here to me, my honey. He set his foot up on the pier, good night and joy be with ye. When she did say that she was betrayed, my sweetheart and my honey, can you betalk me back again, I never shall offend thee. Fare ye weel, my scolding wife, I wish ye wind and weather, and 9 months sailing on the sea before ye find a harbour. And all that I do say to you, don't nag your husband, honey, for fear he tax that £50 when he grows short of money.
Yeah, well, there's a warning. Alan Carr and Janie Rothfield with the album Songs of Northeast Scotland. That's our featured album on Come All Ye Today. You'll be able to hear the program again in a few days' time because it'll be available as a listen on demand. We're so clever and modern here at 2MCE. There it'll be up in the sky for you to grab once again. You'll be able to hear it by going to the website of this program, comeallye, one word, comeallye.com, or going through the website of 2MCE, which is 2MCE.org. Either way, lots of podcasts, listen-on-demand editions of this program are available there for you. Many years ago, I used to listen to a group called Hot Tuna. They were great. They kind of grew out of an earlier band, Jefferson Airplane. Jorma Kalkanen left Jefferson Airplane and with, what's his name, Cassidy, established Hot Tuna. I've got one album with the basic band and another one called Burgers that features Papa John Creech playing fiddle, and it's terrific. So, anyway, that's irrelevant, but more recent times, we see Jorma Kalkanen still performing, still releasing albums. This one's called Ain't In No Hurry, and here's a song that you might know called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Nobody for real fine time. Burning whiskey, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Didn't have a dime, no place to go. If I ever get my hands on that dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze it till that eagle grins, 'cause
from Jorma Kalkinen. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, from the album Ain't In No Hurry. Jorma Kalkinen, formerly, oh, maybe still, they might get together occasionally, in Hot Tuna with Jack Cassidy. That's the name of the fellow. Couldn't remember. Jorma Kalkinen and Jack Cassidy were in Jefferson Airplane, but then Hot Tuna came along. Kim Carney, lovely voice. Here she is singing one of her compositions. It's a night hymn in Gaelic. She's a Glasgow-based singer-songwriter, and she's singing here with Julie Fowlis, another fine voice.
Sia the sail should grind ye, so show the glink is hard day. On guard to you saw this glee of Nifim Ganyans and Big Doch all this regard nanam, still he ne yanni say. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Oh. valley. Kernigo nevos mechem. Sovis in your cochnum fai. Svata mechem of ayer loun. Sheriri yunzi to holish. Glorious on it horse.
Night hymn, Lena Oika, or something like that in Gaelic. Kim Carney wrote it and sang it, along with Julie Fowlis, from an album called And So We Gather. This next one comes from Josie Nugent, Jimmy Doyle's Barn Dances, it's called, from an album called Modal Citizen. Jimmy Doyle was a button accordion player who died fairly recently. He came from the Slieve Lucre area of County Kerry. And Josie Nugent comes from a little hamlet called Dura Bearfield, which is near Ennis in County Clare.
Thank you.
as I came in be tara market for to fee. I fell in wi' a wealthy farmer, the baron yards a delgate. He promised me the twa best pair that ever I set my eyes upon. When I get to the barren yards, there was nothing there but skin and bone. Lantanari turinari, lantanari turinne. Lantan lauren, 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 the barren yards at Delgate. The old black horse sat on his dock, the old white mare lay on her wine. For a' that I could hop and crack, they wouldna rise at yoke in time. Oh, lantanari turinari, lantanari turinne. Lantan lauren, 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 the barren yards a Delgate. When I get to the kirk on Sunday, morning's the bonny lass I see. Sitting by her feather side and winking o'er the pews at me. Oh, lantanari turinari, lantanari turinne. Lantan lauren, 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 the barren yards at Delgate. I can drink and no get drunk, and I can fecht and no get slain. I can lie wi' another man's wife, and I be welcome to my ain. Lantanari turinari, lantanari turinne. Lantan lauren, 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 the barren yards o' Delgate. My cunnel now it is burnt out, the snodder's fairly on the wane. Say fare ye weel, ye barren yards, you'll never see my likes again. Oh, lantanari turinari, lantanari turinne. Lantan lauren, 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 the barren yards a Delgate.
Alan Carr, once again, from the featured album, Songs of Northeast Scotland. And that song definitely from Northeast Scotland. It's one of the best-known bothy ballads, the Barnyards of Delgate. I notice they on the album they spell Delgate probably the more correct way, D-E-L-G-A-T-I-E, instead of how it's often spelt with a Y at the end. It is a place and a castle, I think, at Delgate, up in the northeast. That's from the featured album, as I said, and that's the last track we'll hear today from it. Songs of Northeast Scotland, self-released album by Janie Rothfield, who plays banjo very sparingly on the album, and Alan Carr, who does all the singing and plays guitar. There's one instrumental track on it where he plays mandocello. We won't have time for it. Also, there's a track with piano and Indian harmonium, played by Bernie Now. We won't hear that either, because we're going to run out of time if we do. Here's a song from Neil Adam and Judy Turner. Neil Adam and Judy Turner are frequent visitors to this program. They're joined on the song by the group Felpayu from Asturias in northern Spain, who happened to be touring Australia when Neil was going to put this song together. It's called Al Graspie's Grandfather. And Al Graspie, of course, was a minister in Gough Whitlam's ministry way back in the early 70s, mid-70s. And Al Graspie's grandfather is the name of the song, and we'll hear about him in this song. Felpayu, as I said, joining in.
Grass was a sailor, he loved ocean blue. The stories of his life, they fill a library or two. And he became the captain of a tiny fishing team. Crossed the Atlantic to the city of his dreams. The fever was in Rio, they hurried to escape. Half the crew died as they were rounding the cape. Gun running on the shore of Valparaiso, fighting in the battles of the Great Pacific War. Hallway from Malaga set sail for Rio. Just the kind of stories that a young boy would
las costas españolas. El joven Gras se mecía en las olas. Era marinero y adoraba el mar. Y su vida y aventuras fueron sin par.
Then he came to Brisbane in the Wild West days. He loved the rough and tumble, didn't have to change his ways. He knocked out a policeman and got 3 months jail. The boys along the bar, you know, they went his bail. And they say his racing horses were the slowest in the state. But the women he knew, they were the fastest in the place. He was married 3 times, had a string of others too. Seduced, no doubt, by his tales of daring do. And gun running on the shore of Valparaiso, fighting in the battle of the Great Pacific War. Put them in a book. They're in the old man's hand. He says, would I like to take a look? Till that book is written, may this song stand. A simple testimony to a giant of a man.
Llevando armas del nuevo paraíso, luchando la gran guerra del Pacífico, saliendo de Málaga rumbo a Río. El tipo de historias que encantan.
Of Al Grasby's grandfather from Neil Adam, with some help from the Asturian band Felpayu. I will play a song by the group Doggerland. Now, when I dip into this particular album, which is called No Sadness of Farewell, I often play Crossing the Bar, the words by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Crossing the Bar is a poem. The name of the album is No Sadness of Farewell, which comes from that poem, and it's been put to music, and I play it a lot, so I'm not going to play it this time, just to be spiteful. I'm going to play "The Sun Never Shines on the Poor."
Urchins are writhing around in the mud, eels playing tag in a barrel. The old Sunny Army sounds mournful and sweet as they play an old Christmassy carol. Night is as black as a dark night in hell. What kind of a place can this be? People like hermit crabs run into doorways, fearing to say, do you feel as downtrodden as me? Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, the devil rings on the bell. For the future looks black as the fall, and the sun never shines, no, the sun never shines on the poor. Of his gold and his plate, his house and his car and his women. The poor man, he dreams of his one-roomed estate and his wage packet short of one shilling. The last penny falls through an old ended jeans. Ain't that the way when you're down? Walking in circles for the rest of your life, feeling so low the chin scrapes along on the ground. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, the devil rings on your bell. For the future looks black as the fall, and the sun never shines, no, the sun never shines on the pool. Have the cash at the ready. Some of the people are crippled and lame, and they can never stand up true and steady. Some of the people are poor in the head, like the simpleton fools that you say. Most of the people are poor in the heart. It's the worst kind of poor. It's the worst kind of poor you can be. Ting a ling, ting a ling, the devil rings on your bell. Oh, the future looks black as before, when the sun never shines, no, the sun never shines on the poor.
Of Richard Burgess, "The Sun Never Shines on the Poor," a song written by Richard Thompson. But there we heard Richard Burgess from the group Doggerland. Thank you for listening to Come Aldi today, assuming you were listening, not just using it as background music. Well, you can do that too, I don't care. We'll go out with what are we up to? Nearly at the end of The Mountaintop. Might play the full track on another program. Till then, bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.